And this is Apollo Control, Houston, 24 hours, 37 minutes into the flight. We've had one establishing call since we last talked to you 20 minutes ago, and it was nothing more than an establishing call. We're 103,000 miles from Earth at this point, and let's cycle through some of our consumables and other items this morning, and we'll just look at them on our monitor and tell you what we see. The first chart we come to, and this is data, yes, this is live data coming to us via Madrid. The biomedical harness is, a moment ago it was on Frank Borman, but apparently it's been switched off now. We do know from this readout that the cabin pressure is even 5 pounds, and the cabin temperature is 62 degrees. Let's try another chart. We're looking at a radiation chart now, and that let's first get the time of it. Yes, it's the current reading, and it looks to me very much like there's no observable change. It breaks out from yesterday. It does break out the proton, the various classes of proton. And also three classes of alpha radiation. And for each of those classes gives an interpretive flux total. And all this comes down to the lower columns in the proton area, a depth dose of 0.11 rems. Rems or... And then that's further reduced and integrated with alpha readings, and we wind up with a depth dose of 0.03 and a skin dose of 0.03. That's the entire cumulative total to this time, which is essentially negligible. Now we come to our command service module RCS summaries.
Checkpoints complete.
And they follow the exact curve, the usage curve that we plot in our press kit and in our flight plan. Our environmental control system tabulations. Again, a confirmation on the cabin pressure, 5 pounds. We see a reading of 47 pounds per square inch in the glycol pumping area. The environmental control system radiator temperature, 72.8 degrees. Biomedical comparative data, and this would be the command pilot just before the switch. It was switched off here only moments ago. Frank Borman's mean heart rate, 74, a high of 77, a low of 71, and respiration's running about 15 per minute. Now, that seems to handle cover the consumable quantity for us. We'll later get a quantity reading on our remaining onboard propellant. That chart is not available to us right now. Our velocity now is down to 5,274 feet per second. Now we've got a call from the spacecraft. Let's bring it up.